I feel stupid. Perhaps more stupid than I've ever felt in my life. I mean, if he insists I wear this thing, at the very least, he should let me wait it out inside until the wound heals. I'm only protecting you from yourself, he says. It's for your own good, Jamie. Yeah, maybe physically. But socially, how am I ever supposed to live this down? Stupid cone around my neck. I look half Labrador, half megaphone. To make matters worse, he leashed me, so I can't even hide under the porch until this nonsense blows over. I am a sitting duck out here, an object for public ridicule. Passers-by may openly mock me, for I am indeed most vulnerable. Well, on the bright side, I still have my nuts, and I can re... Well, mother...
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Bruce. I'm my favorite pug.
Good. Say, what you doing there, Jerry?
Knitting an afghan. What the hell's it look like I'm doing, shithead? I'm trying to reach my nuts.
Well, you know what your problem is there, Jerry? You got a frickin' corner on your neck. It's prohibiting your reach is what it's doing.
Oh, is that what it is? And for a second there, I thought the last person who used my nuts simply set them down too far from my mouth.
Of course it's the cold, dumbass!
Okay, you don't have to get snippy there, Jerry. After all, I could have told you, you look like you climbed head first out of a toilet bowl.
Hey, now that's uncalled for. You know this wasn't my choice.
See you around, clown.
You know I'm not going to be on this leash forever. You hear me, Butch? Yeah, you better keep walking, you wrinkled bastard.
Well, what on earth's got you so riled up, boy?
Oh, hey, mailman. Wow, thanks for the pat on the head. I sort of needed that. You know, normally I'd be barking up your ass. But your voice, well, today it seems quite soothing. Almost like, well, you're a friend.
Somebody put one of those nasty cones around your neck, huh?
Yes, he did. Can't you believe it? I am a laughing stock.
Well, it serves you right, fucker. Bark at me every goddamn week. I hope you wear that thing till you drop. For the record, you look stupid, like you ate the ass out of a bullhorn. Yeah, totally stupid. See you around, stupid.
Several rungs up the food chain, and that's the best you could do, mailman. Hell, the pug came up with something more clever. Oh, and by the way, nice shorts, letter jockey. Did they come with that safari hat, or is that a combination you assembled yourself?
Asshole. Oh, hey, precious. Oh, this damn cone around my neck. It's going to be the end of me. I tell you, the end of me. Well, I can't take it off. The slut vet made it Jerry-proof. Well, I don't know why gas prices are so high, precious. Can we focus on me for a second here? You're damn right I'm upset. And I'll tell you this. Next person or beast who makes a comment about my cone is getting their throat ripped out.
Hey, mud. Nice necklace.
Yeah, where'd you get it? At the bad necklace store?
Oh, hey, Blackie. Chi-Chi. How's it going, fellas?
Go get him. What does he mean by that, Jerry?
Oh, nothing, Blackie. You know puppies. Now, hush up, precious. This is Blackie. He is the neighborhood pit bull. And this is Chi-Chi, the chihuahua, who is sort of retarded, but Blackie protects him at all times. Yes, Blackie and Chi-Chi are technically beasts. You are correct, precious.
Rip our throats out. Did you say you were going to rip our throats out, Mark?
I got a new bone from the bone store. Want to see it?
Sure.
Sure? You're saying you're going to rip my throat out, is that it?
No. I was answering Chi-Chi's question about the bone. I want to see his bone from the bone store.
Bone store, 456, bone store.
Let me get this straight. Are you making fun of Chi-Chi, Mutt? Is that what I'm hearing here?
No, sir. Not at all. I mean, what's there to make fun of?
Blackie, look, my pee-pee's red again.
Not right now, Chi-Chi. I'm making sure the mutt here, in the lampshade, isn't smart-mouthing me or you.
I know what I said, precious, but it doesn't apply to our friend, Blackie, clearly.
Oh, I get what's going on here. You don't want to be made fun of, do you, Snow Cone? But you can make fun of Chi-Chi, is that it? Let's go to the Snow Cone Star! Snow Cone Star! Snow Cone Star!
Yeah, the Snow Cone Star. That's right, Chi-Chi. I got a snow cone on my head. Look at me. Durr. And I got it from the Snow Cone Star. It's funny. We're laughing together. Jerry and Chi-Chi and Blackie.
You're stupid, then. Blackie's going to eat you now. Or at least just slap you around. How's that, mutt? You don't have to do this, Blackie. No, wait. No, put your paw down. Don't do it.
30 minutes later.
Whoa. Where am I? What the hell happened? Is that a dream? Why does my face hurt so bad? Wait. There's my cone on the ground, which means it's not around my neck. Blackie must have knocked it off when he pawed me. Yeah, I'm free. A little dizzy, but I'm free. And the first thing I'm going to do is... Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them again. How cool is that?